From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is in London for talks with British Prime Minister David Cameron. The American leader arrived in the British capital after attending the Gulf Cooperation Council summit in Saudi Arabia. Talks with Mr. Cameron will focus on countering terrorism, the refugee crisis in Europe, and the global economy. Some controversy erupted over the visit when, as expected, Mr. Obama weighed in on Britain's European Union membership debate. In an opinion piece in the Telegraph newspaper, the president argued against a British exit from the bloc. The three Republican U.S. presidential candidates tried to woo party officials Thursday at an oceanside resort in Florida. They hope to shape the rules that will govern the July convention that chooses the party's candidate. Frontrunner Donald Trump says he expects to have a majority of convention delegates by the time the nominating contests end in early June, but numerous U.S. political analysts say a contested convention fight over the nomination is a distinct possibility. At least two people were killed Thursday in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, when a new bike path collapsed. City officials said a third person was thought to be missing after a giant wave knocked the elevated path into the sea. The accident on the Tim Maia bike path was the latest in a series of problems besetting preparations for the August Olympic Games in Brazil. A rights group says Egyptian security forces tortured a group of 20 people, eight of them children. Human Rights Watch said Wednesday the torture happened in February after the subjects were arrested in the city of Alexandria. This is VOA News. Pop singer Prince has died at the age of 57. Bonnie Fuller is the editor-in-chief of HollywoodLife.com.
Last week, Prince's plane made an emergency landing in Illinois. The plane was met by an ambulance. He was rushed to the hospital. The cause of his illness was identified as flu, a bad case of the flu. Prince went so far as to say that he was okay by performing a concert this past weekend, Saturday night, at his own home, the Paisley Compound in Minnesota. And at that concert, he made the statement, "Don't say any prayers for me just yet."
Prince has sold more than 100 million albums worldwide. Prince died at the age of 57. The Volkswagen Company and the U.S. Department of Justice have reached a preliminary agreement to resolve claims against the German automaker. Volkswagen rigged nearly 600,000 cars so they would seem to comply with American clean air laws. Senior U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer said a final settlement is expected to include an offer for Volkswagen to buy back the cars or fix them. Compensation to the owners of the vehicles will also be a part of the package. Lawyer Christy Thompson says settlement may take some time.
It could be several months before consumers can actually get some sort of resolution. But this type of settlement, a universal settlement like this that would resolve the government's complaints, the consumer complaints, I think at least at this point it looks like most of the consumer actions would be folded into this. It makes sense in a circumstance like this.
Christy Thompson is an advertising and product safety attorney. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the U.S. is concerned about reports that Russia is moving more military equipment and personnel back into Syria. He said it would be best to focus on bolstering the diplomatic process. Australia says it is building up its capacity to thwart cybercrime. Phil Mercer reports.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says defenses need to be boosted against foreign hackers because of what he called the unprecedented scale and reach of malicious cyber activity. To help in this effort, the Prime Minister is seeking closer collaboration between the government and businesses and appointing a special ambassador to coordinate efforts with foreign governments. Australia has also admitted that it has the capacity to respond to threats by launching cyber attacks of its own. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
The Associated Press reports officials have raised the death toll from an explosion at a chemical plant in southeastern Mexico to 24. More than 100 people were hurt in the blast Wednesday in Veracruz State. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.